Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. We are listening, or you are listening, in live to Building Fortunes Radio if you're here and you're alive. This is a Friday. It's 5 p.m. Eastern time for those people listening in live. You can always catch us on buildingfortunesradio.com. And our special guest speaker, his name is Ole Cantos, I promise you, was on the phone with me just before our radio show. And I was teasing him a little bit, and I said, Ole, you're early. And he was early, and we started talking about what are the things he was going to talk about on this radio show. And then all of a sudden, just before the radio show was scheduled to start, he disappeared. So I could make up some stories about where Ole went, but space aliens, you know, he's in Washington, D.C., maybe something's going on. There was an active shooter in Washington, D.C. a little bit earlier. He said, don't worry about that. Or maybe his cell phone just dropped. So Ole's a really good guy. I can buy some time. Ole Cantos is O-L-L-I-E-C-A-N-T-O-S. His original origins from his parents' side came from the Philippines. His mom and his dad and his sister were really important driving forces for him when he was first born. He was born 2 months early, and as a result of that, his eyes weren't properly formed, and I don't know all the details, but he's been blind since birth. And went through the challenges as a young man, low self-esteem, the challenges, of course, with all of those types of things, and had the self-implied limitations on himself for a real long time. And then his mom basically said, you know, you can do much better, and lots of people need that sort of support, I'm sure. And I've never spoken to his mom personally, so Ma, if you're listening, you know, hi. But he was also the gentleman who she pushed him. And when she pushed him, she eventually went to law school and trade school as well and became an attorney over in Washington, D.C. And from there, he's been on a great ride. It's like a roller coaster ride with no dips, it feels like. So he's been on a great ride on the roller coaster of accomplishment. He's worked with past presidents of the country. So you can see Presidents Bush and Obama. And he's still working alongside somewhere around Washington, D.C. And I know he was at the Trump inauguration. And the reason why we know he was at the Trump inauguration is because he was able to actually do a radio show with us from the Trump administration. And his battery died, of course, because he was taking too many pictures. So we had a really great opportunity to be able to talk about the Trump inauguration. Matter of fact, I forgot. He was in the White House when the election was happening. So dealing with all that sort of stuff, and I think he's a Republican. So he was dealing with all those types of issues that are out there. And he recently, over the last couple of years, adopted 3 boys, so triplets. And they are also blind, Stephen, Leo, and Nick. And they are just really great kids first. So I don't want to take that away from them. They're good kids. And they're boys, you know, so they do the things that boys do. But they're also just graduated from high school. And with Ole's push, they've been into all different extracurricular activities. One of those extracurricular activities has been Boy Scouts. And they just celebrated, and I know I'm using the wrong verbs, they just celebrated being, I don't know what the word is, Eagle Scouts. So they had to go through this whole elaborate thing and have to be approved for Eagle Scout stuff. And they set history. The very first time ever in the history of the Boy Scouts that triplet brothers who are blind ever achieved Eagle Scouts. So that's a big thing, you know, as Joe Biden would say. So not exactly the way you'd say it, but, you know, that's a big thing. And in reference to other things, the boys are going to be going to a different trade school, and they are experimenting with different things. If I forgot to mention, the boys are blind too. I don't know if they were blind from birth, but they're more or less been blind forever. And you wouldn't know it from their YouTube videos because they do amazing things together. they you know, they have cook and clean, and they go to school and they have jobs and they do all the things that people can do, and they walk across the street. And Ollie does better selfies, if you will, on his movies than anybody that I know. I mean, I've seen Ollie doing YouTube movies. Like, how in the world are you doing that? You're faking this blind thing, aren't you? And when it snows in Washington, D.C., you have them have snowball fights, and they're hitting each other, and I still haven't figured that out. So they are just absolutely just amazing young men as well. But they're also Amway distributors. I'm going to bring Ollie back in. Hold on one second. He would be blushing, maybe. Not really. Hey, Ollie, you're here. I'm finishing your introduction, so it's a little bit on the long-winded side, but I'm up to the boys. So just be quiet. Hold on. Just don't drop the phone. So I was just telling about the boys and their accomplishments, and I always like to, you know, praise on the boys because we really appreciate the things that they do. And they were recognized as being Eagle Scouts, and they had this huge shindig, you know, coordinated by Ollie Cantos, of course, in Washington, D.C., celebrating their Eagle Scout thing. But they're also all over the place, magazines. People Magazine they were in the People Magazine edition when the tragic issue with Prince had come out when he had died. So they had huge exposure. They've been on NPR. They've been on The Washingtonian, which is a publication. They've been all over the place. They're going to be on World News Tonight, if there's no interruptions, tonight. World News Tonight. They're going to be on World News Tonight tonight. And whether you've seen them at the DMV, they actually went to the DMV, and we did a radio show with the blind guys being at the DMV, which is hysterical because you just think about it. They're getting their driver's license. No. They needed their ID. So we just do some really cool things and have a lot of fun with them. But they're also personally, the boys are personally playing around with this new device. And this is one I'm super excited about. This new device put out by a company whose name I don't remember, but Ollie probably will, that actually allows them to be able to wear like these eyeglasses or these headsets. And wherever they are, like we could be connected and I could say, oh, you know, go 3 feet to the right and there's the whatever, there's the whatever. Or, you know, show me whatever and, you know, no, the milk expired. Don't go for that one. Or the bologna's green. Don't eat that one. So they're going to be able to have these really cool devices and have some help with people being their eyes, if you will. That's just coming out, and I'm just super excited to be able to do whatever we possibly can to help these young men as they travel away from Ollie, going to Boston to a trade school where they're going to be further expanding their lives. And they're all doing home-based businesses specifically with Amway as well. So we're witnessing and documenting, which is super exciting, their level of success. And I just love being part of that. So, Ollie, I want to say thank you for allowing us to be part of that whole thing. So I know we help in our ways, but I really want to say, of course, always to you. And then we'll figure out where you went because you were here for a little bit and then you were gone. So I know it wasn't Space Aliens. You probably, you know, something happened with your phone. But thanks for being here.
Thank you. And it's good to be here. And I apologize to our audience for dropping off like that. We were literally within 1 minute to go, and then the iPhone did an auto restart. I've never seen it do that before. You know the thing where like it has the Apple and it has that. I guess there's a line from what I'm told that when it does this, there's like a line that goes across like it showing how far it's going to be done. It's wild. It's like now of all time,
wow.
Right now it has to do this. And so I was just like yelling to myself, I'm alone here, and it's like oh I can't. So I'm really appreciative to the audience, and thank you for holding down the fort while I was busy resisting my temptation to smash this darn thing to the ground.
Right, exactly.
But it all worked out.
I hear you. So we can go into bonus time. We can go into bonus time. So we can take as much time as we want. You know, we own the radio show. So there you go. All right, so tell everybody about whatever you want to tell them about, including whatever's happening.
Okay, well, there's a lot happening with all the media exposure that's been happening with the things that Peter has mentioned. We've also been on Fox News and NBC and CBS, and ABC is for sure going to be tonight. We said a few weeks ago it would be on, but it looks like it's going to be on this time because it just all systems look like they're go this time. The last time we got a word of the delay, it was already way after, but it looks like we're good. So this is exciting for tonight. So 8.3 million people watch World News Tonight with David Muir, according to the latest statistics. And we're going to be on as the last segment, I think. So it's going to be exciting. So it's just things continue to expand. I mean, it's getting harder and harder to walk down the street without somebody coming up to us, which is really exciting. We like it. So
we love it.
And so the glasses that you're referring to is made by a company called Aira, A-I-R-A. And you described it really well. It really does provide a new level of independence. And so, but the thing is, ironically, they don't use it as much as people think they use it. They would use it because they're not really, they don't really need to see, quote, literally see to get things done. So they use it from time to time, but they don't use it all the time like I thought they would. So it's just interesting. But so today, one last quick update. They're going to be leaving for Boston to go to not a trade school, but they'll be going to a training center for the blind out there. And then they're going to be starting college in the fall. And I think acceptances should start coming in. I think we should expect to receive word within the next week or two for Nick's first choice school. So that's the first one that'll probably be arriving. But with everything happening with what Peter has talked about, I actually wanted to talk about expectations, but not in a way that you might think. Especially in this industry, people say the stuff that we can all predict. They can say, people have low expectations and you need to defy those and be higher and have your higher expectations met, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, we know all of that and all that stuff is true, but beyond the rah-rah surface stuff, when it comes to expectations, there's actually something that we have to be very mindful about, and that is regarding always looking at what we think about what is truly possible. Even for people who think they're enlightened and they know better and they know to have high expectations, there are still these little things that come up that serve as a red flag to say, uh-oh, wait, hold on, you know. And so in a case in point this week, I attended an event of a local organization that served people with all types of disabilities. And it was really a great end of the year event like they have every year. And then so at the end, after I had interacted with an elected official, a senator, and, you know, some other people who we got to see, one of the individuals who happens to be a wheelchair user, he said, "Hey, how are you on your way out? Are you who's going to pick you up? Are you going to get an Uber? What are you going to do?" And I said, "No, I'm just going to take the Metro." And this guy, he said, "You're going to take the Metro from here?" But mind you, well, from here was like two whole blocks away, you know. But he made it sound like it was like far, you know. And he's like, "You're going to take the Metro? You're sure you're not getting a ride?" And I said, "No, I'm. Why would I get a – no, I'm good. I take the Metro all the time, you know, no big deal." And then he said, "You're amazing." And, you know, that whole thing was really haunting to me, to be honest, because some people might say, you know what, you should take that positively because he said – he paid you a compliment. He said you're amazing. But the thing that's a philosophical flaw to that is – why would I be amazing as a grown man, a 47-year-old adult? Why is it amazing for me to just arrive there by Metro and leave by walking a few blocks to go to the Metro, which is our subway train system here in the D.C. area? Why on earth is it amazing? Would it be amazing for anyone who could see? Well, no, whatever. It's not a big deal. So if it's not a big deal for people who could see, why on earth is it a big deal for somebody who can't? And the answer might be, well, you're blind. That's amazing that you, you know, and our philosophy as a family is, if you want to do something amazing, Eagle Scout. Eagle Scout's amazing. I mean, but that's because when looking at the life history of Boy Scouts of America and looking through more than 107 years, only 2.1% of all boys who've ever been registered with Boy Scouts have ever gone Eagle. These days, the current number, I think, is 4%, you know, per year. But when you average it out over the life of the organization, it's about 2.1%. That is amazing. That is amazing. Crossing the street, going to the metro, doing what I just did, a regular average day thing that any person would do, that is not amazing. So the question is, well, Ole, what's the big deal? Why are you dwelling on this on a program like this? Well, I'm dwelling on this because this guy, you'd think, is a wheelchair user who's been in the disability rights world for a long time. He's actually been someone I've known for more than 10 years. He actually has done work in the field of disability, and yet he, without even recognizing it or realizing it, it's amazing to him that I do something so inconsequential as taking the metro as a grown adult. I mean, why is that amazing? It's amazing when somebody says they can't imagine doing something like that, something so big. But the thing is, it's not big. But if they think it's big for us, what does that say about what they think about our overall ability? Why is it that we always have to be amazing when other people of similar age and intellect don't – it's not amazing to them. I mean, it's not an amazing thing, whatever it is. And that actually carries through to this industry where people might say, well, you know, I mean, even most people in the world, they can see. And most people in the network marketing industry can see. And so when people achieve things, it's especially when they do well, considering just the overall challenges for everybody, that's amazing because everybody makes it. But what does it say when looking at us and our being in the network marketing industry, then they'll say, well, it's hard for anybody, let alone you. You know, that kind of feeling, like, well, why does blindness have to really matter? And this is important for our listeners to understand, because for all of us, whether people have a disability or not, insert the characteristic, tall, short, skin color, disability or no disability, income level, whatever. I mean,
right. Current there occupation. Current occupation.
Yeah. All of that. Insert the thing. Whatever it is, we're all different in different ways. But by virtue of being whoever we are, there are a trillion characteristics that make up who we are, and what makes life and us amazing, us. Meaning us in this industry, you know, Peter Mingles and family, what makes anybody amazing is when we do something magnificent, when we do something by any standard that is just great, period, with or without that characteristic. If we do something and because we have a disability, it makes it amazing, but if we didn't, it wouldn't be amazing, then we need to look at that. And that's the same is true for us as blind people. Like some people might say, well, hey, what about blind people? Well, you know, I've seen other situations where people who are blind talk to people who use wheelchairs as if they had no intelligence practically. They didn't mean to, but they would talk in a different way, the very kind of way that they don't like being spoken to themselves, but they unconsciously did it. And they would say, I mean, this happened. They said, wow, it's so amazing. This guy who happened to be, who's blind in a wheelchair or whatever, you know, it's amazing. What's amazing, you know? I mean, and it's not to say that we are at all bitter. I am not bitter at all. Matter of fact, if anything, I'm grateful for people's good intentions. But we have to understand as a listening, you know, our listening audience has got to understand that when prospecting people, and looking at people, you know, obviously inherent within our prospecting efforts is the belief that each and every person can be successful in our respective businesses. It's the opposite of other situations where you have to see what flaws they are, because you'll say you're doing job hiring and you're hiring somebody for a specific position and you only have a set number of positions to fill, and so therefore you have to weed people out. In our industry, people weed themselves out, but you start with the fundamental belief that they can do it. And it's their own sense of personal accountability, personal responsibility, consistent actions that decides whether they make it or not. And that's nothing that's the sponsor's responsibility. That's something that is incumbent upon each of us as independent business owners. That's what we're called in the Amway business. But other companies, they call it different, representatives, whatever it is, you know. It's just really important for philosophical reasons to understand that we should see the amazing in the right things. And we should look at people's characteristics and say that anybody who works hard and consistent in this business, to the extent that they're successful and they make it, that is amazing. And that's what we focus on. But we have to do that, recognizing that if we think that something is amazing because somebody has a disability, then we need to really think about what our philosophy is about disability. And I'm not trying to overthink this. There are a lot of direct implications about all this, where we as a society have got to have more accurate beliefs about one another. In this case, we're talking disability, but it could be anything. It could be gender, it could be skin color, it could be occupation, it could be income level, etc. People just have all these misconceptions about other people, whatever, including me. You know, I'm always trying to look at what I don't know. And so in the context of our respective businesses, we always have to look at what we don't know. And we need to make sure to understand, in knowing what we don't know, that we still need to keep learning. And in that vein, my assertion to all of our listening audience today and whoever may listen to this in the future is we've got to keep on learning. And we've got to examine what our expectations are and what we think about people who hold specific characteristics. The thing that I don't appreciate is when people make assumptions about those who are wealthy. Like when they say, oh, if you're wealthy, you had to have done awful, unethical things to get to the top, et cetera, et cetera. We need to all make friends with money. In other words, we cannot associate financial success with negative characteristics that are embodied by a few people out there. Because if we do that, then psychologically in our minds, we don't want to become associated with people who have those characteristics. So let's say, for example, there are people out there who are wealthy and greedy. Well, there are people out there who are wealthy and corrupt, etc. But, you know, there are also people out there who aren't those things, the majority of whom are not those things. So if we associate wealth with those who embody negative characteristics, then why in the world would we want to be wealthy? We don't think that consciously, but imagine if our audience just ask themselves the question, well, what do I think when I see somebody successful? Do I think that they somehow – they compromised every moral standard in order to get the money they have? Or do I think, you know, those individuals who are successful, I want to celebrate that because financial success shows that they worked hard, they worked smart, they were creative, they were ingenious, and I celebrate that success. I'm telling you that it is a lot more fun to fall into the second category. Whenever I meet millionaires and billionaires, you know, I don't associate with them these awful things. You know, I prefer, and so do the boys, when we meet people who make seven or figures or more, we associate them with hard work, with perseverance, with success, and considering how they're the top earners in the world and in the country, that is amazing. Now, that's amazing. That's what we, like, wow. Wow, how incredible it is that they were successful. Okay, as far as individuals go, if people abuse their power or their money or authority or they get into bad stuff, whatever, those bad traits that people show should be associated with those individuals, but not from they shouldn't be associating the negative characteristics with the class from which they come. I've said frequently in the past that we cannot associate the negative characteristics of one individual to define the class of what sets that person apart as different. And that could be anything. It could be disability. It could be gender. It can be income level, et cetera. All the things I've said are different classifications or classes. I don't mean just economic, but I mean just class. We classify people into different ways. But whenever somebody belongs to a class different from our own and they exhibit negative characteristics, we can't and shouldn't just say, well, those people are X, whatever that negative thing is. Like, oh, this one person who's greedy and who embezzled, well, those wealthy people, they just embezzle and they're greedy. That's just – it's illogical and it philosophically makes no sense. And if anybody has a hostility toward wealth, they should frankly not be in business. But bricks and mortar business or multi-level or whatever. People need to understand to have more of an entrepreneurial approach and need to celebrate success. And if there are bad apples, then you associate them with those characteristics with those people, but don't generalize it broader to people who are wealthy. That just doesn't make any doggone sense whatsoever. And the same is true with us, as all of us who are part of this industry. How frequently, Peter, have people said, oh, you're one of those MLM people, you're into pyramids and you like scheming people and being corrupt? That is absolutely not true. Have there been people who have been scheming and corrupt and conniving and doing all these lower than appropriate ethical things that are just really, really horrible? Yes. But should those things be associated with the rest of us? Absolutely not. And we should rightfully take offense to anybody who makes those assumptions about us just because we are part of the network marketing industry. That makes no sense to me, and it shouldn't to anybody who is informed about who we are as a class of people. So it's the same thing. So I guess the ultimate assertion here, and before turning back over time to you, Peter, for a break, is that we just have to recognize – we have to recognize what happens if we approach class the wrong way. So in other words, we need to recognize that we are each a part of a class all our own, and we also need to recognize that so is everybody else. And that uniqueness is what we all share. We all share the fact that we are unique. So therefore, we then should look at each classification and look at the good characteristics that people have and associate good things with people in different categories. And of course people say, well, what about drug dealers? Well, of course, well, might give me a break, you know, have some sense, you know, like Steven says, you know, what drug dealers as an example are a horrible class, and there's no way I will ever attribute anything positive to that. So let's to take it into context here. We need to look at the classes of people who are around us who are good and who do great things, and without regard to gender, et cetera, racial background, income level, disability, et cetera. You know, just all of that. We just have to be mindful of that. So with that, I'll turn over time to you, and then I'll expand on this after the break.
Well, let's do this. We'll run a little commercial break, then we'll come right back for a minute or so, and we'll be right back. Here we go.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLead.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLead.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous classified ad network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLead.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with Ole Cantos. Before we forget, let's make sure we give Ole's websites. Ole's websites are www.amway.com/ Ole. Ole is spelled O-L-L-I-E. Amway is, of course, A-M-W-A-Y. So www.amway.com/Ole. And The boys have their respective websites as well, and you can check out the previous radio shows on Building Fortunes Radio for theirs as well. But we have amway.com/NickC. The C would stand for Cantos. Nick is an N-I-C-K. And then we have Leo C. And then I think Stephen works with Oli. So if you're interested
Correct.
In buying products, right, for the holidays, right, it's holiday time. Buy some products, support the MLM business. If you're going to buy anything, you could buy it from them at the store. Pick which one you want or call Oli directly. And then, of course, if you're interested in building a home-based business, make sure you check out working with Oli as well. You know, Oli, I'll just be real brief here. When I think about the things that you mentioned, you're exposed to a lot more things than many of us are at every different level. Number one, from the very beginning, you've worked before with low-income people, people with disabilities, you know, all of those types of issues. And then you work with, you know, people that have it, quote unquote, made. So, you know, the millionaires, the billionaires, the heads of state, the heads of governments, I mean, the senators, the people that make things happen. So there's probably some predictable patterns maybe you can talk about on a next radio show of what you found and different things that people might be prejudging, you know, of who's happier, who's not, what are some of the issues that are out there, whatever, you know, how did they become this way, how did they fall from grace, perhaps, all of those things. You have access to a lot of life's experiences that I'd love to be able to gather. But in essence, one of the best things about you is you're building a home-based business with a network marketing company called Amway. And people can get close to you and they can be mentored by you and they can be helped by you, but they can also help themselves financially by joining you or buying products, you know, and in essence, adding that level of completeness to whatever they might be working on. And I just certainly enjoy hearing the stories about the boys and the training school they're going to be going to and all of those other things as well. So I'll let you wrap it up. You got a couple of minutes if you want to take it.
Okay, great. Well, so the other thing I forgot to mention is political affiliation, Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever. I mean, especially during this time, people are just polarized all over the place. And so we each have a moral obligation, I'd say, to build bridges of understanding in every direction. People would say, hey, Oli, you're a Republican. You're a Republican! And then all of a sudden, you're a Republican and you do civil rights? You know, like, I love that one. You know, lots of myths about that one, you know. But in the same way, I don't say to people, hey, oh, you're a Democrat, so you believe in, you know, like, and say some derogatory thing. It's just pointless to be that way with people. And yes, I have interacted with people that match Peter with all – I have met heads of state and elected officials at different levels and so forth. And there are myths and misconceptions. And we should talk, and maybe we'll make it a part two, you know, for this, to continue this. But, yeah, there are a lot of misconceptions about millionaires, billionaires, members of Congress, members of the Senate, the president, you know, I mean, there's lots of things that are for people who hold that office, you know, whatever, you know, we just have Republicans, Democrats, name the thing, but we have got to really look beyond that. And we also need to look at what makes people happy. We might have said, oh yeah, well, if you're happy, rich people are the ones who are happy. Oh, well, if that's true, then why? I can point out to a lot of people who aren't happy who are rich. And there are people who are poor who are really, really happy. But there are people who are happy who are rich and happy who are sad who aren't. You know, like, whatever the combination, if you put a matrix in, happiness, sadness, rich, poor, people are both and all, you know, can match every characteristic. It is not the wealth or poverty. It's not the political affiliation or lack of involvement in politics. It's not what makes there are certain characteristics that are at the base of what makes people happy. And it's gratitude, it's looking for the good in others, it's finding ways to build common ground. There are certain things like that we could talk about next time, but it's important for our businesses too. Because when we find the commonality for what's happy and we tap into that by making sure those things are present in our lives, I am telling you from our own family's direct experience, we are ecstatically happy. And we're ecstatically happy because things just keep happening. But this is even before all this media stuff, et cetera. We're happy because we're happy. We have a lot of gratitude for things, and just things keep happening. And I really feel like we have stumbled onto the secret of life's happiness. And there are challenges that happen from time to time. There are, and there always will be. I don't put my head in the sand and thinking that there aren't going to be. There are still challenges, and in a lot of ways. But just because we have challenges doesn't mean we can't be happy concurrently. And it doesn't mean that the challenges will necessarily mean our downfall either. We just have to attack those challenges directly and then go from there. And we just have to keep at it. That's what we need to do. So, yeah, let's talk about about this all next week.
There we go. Okay, perfect. Well, believe it or not, we're going to be – I have to tune up. How do I find – ABC World News Tonight, right? It's that's what it is. ABC's World News Tonight to find the
right.
Holy Catholic interview, and it's going to be towards the tail end.
Channel 7 in the local markets. Usually it's Channel 7, but I could be wrong. I don't know what it is in Florida, but it's usually
right,
Channel 7.
So that's
7.
Like an ABC thing, right? And then what time does it start?
It's 6:30 Eastern. 6:30 any time zone, I think.
So it starts at 6:30, but you guys are going to be on a little bit towards the end.
I bet we're probably the last segment.
Oh, cool.
Like probably like 6:55 or something like that.
Okay. So if you are listening in and you're live and you can, go check it out. World News Tonight, probably Channel 7 wherever you are, and then go check it out. You're going to see Ole Cantos and the boys. And if not, remember, you can always go to olecantos.com. You can do a YouTube search because Ole's pretty crazy when it comes to putting up those YouTube videos, and you can see them all as well. And I have socially lurked or stalked, I don't know the right word, but I watched them. These guys do some amazing things. They're a lot of fun to be around. And I got to share with you, it always warms my heart with the different things that the boys do. I can't wait for the next adventures for sure. So anyway, so on that note, for those people listening in, thanks for being here. Go to www.amway.com/Ole or Nick C or Leo C if you want to give the boys some business, especially around the holiday time. You know, if you can buy it from an MLM company, why not? You know, if you can give a little bit of support to something that's not competitive maybe to what you're doing, you know, like why not? And you can find them in also the MLM.news store. And then we will catch you guys next time. Ole, thanks for being here. As usual, thanks for being on time, and thanks for being the person that you are. We'll catch you next time, everyone. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.